The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download the app and sign up with code WMVP for participating offers. The DraftKings Sportsbook app is an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Use promo code WMVP today.
Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears. ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko. Live from the old National Bank Studio. WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago. A Good Karma Brands radio station.
You're listening to Spring Trading Tuesday on ESPN Chicago.
How you doing? It's time for Crosstalk with Waddle and Yurko.
No. It's John and Tom.
It's John and Tom. It's John and Tommy.
You guys got sound effects?
I don't know, but we're excited to be together here today.
We got sound effects. And
it's only 4 hours.
Wacky antics. Wacky drive time antics.
Art sounds. We got all types of good stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah. You guys getting some sleep?
Look at both of you guys. Hey, you guys look like you need a little nap.
How'd you sleep last night,
I slept fine last night.
It's fine.
You know, Tommy, how far past are you from that? Having infants, children.
17 years? 18.
18 years for the good kid.
My oldest is 30.
My little one didn't cry. Gracie never cried.
Never cried.
Perfect child.
Nor did my youngest. No.
Never cried?
No, my first one slept through the night at 6 weeks.
Yeah, now
went from 8 to 8.
My first was
like, she was incredible. My wife and I were like 25 and 26 at the time. We're like, all right, let's have 10 of these. This is easy.
The more you have, the better they are.
I don't think I've gotten this angry this fast in a long time.
Second
one, was that Georgia Satellite?
Second one was Angela. She didn't sleep through the night till she was 8 months.
Oh my God.
And so then we rethought it.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's try it again.
Slip one past the goalie for three.
Then the next one wouldn't stand her crib, so we had to buy a tent to put over top the crib.
So she couldn't get out?
Because she would climb out.
Oh, you got an escape artist.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
She had a little Tenzing Norgay in her.
Always wanted to climb. She's the same one that was constantly outside on the swing naked, and we'd get call from the neighbors informing us that our child was outside on the swing naked. And as I would respond, it's our swing.
Right.
She's not hurting anybody.
Stop looking.
It's going to be fine.
Stop calling. We know she's there.
Right. She's there. I got an eye on her. I know she's naked.
Well aware.
We had to put her overalls. I don't know if the young kids these days, the Oshkosh overalls.
Oshkosh overalls?
Those were the thing back in the day.
We had
to put hers on backwards because she would take them off.
Oh, that's a good play.
Maybe when you're eight months old, not when you're 18.
Well, that's true. you learn all the tricks, right? I mean, that's what I really appreciate. As a guy who's of my friends, I'm probably the oldest and last to have had a kid. So I've learned from all the others who have already. And my brother's got a 2.5-year-old, all that kind of stuff. You learn the tricks of the trade, and I appreciate these little, you know, the clickbait at the bottom of the website. Hey, this one trick will keep your sanity while you have a 3-month-old. That's good to know.
Well, it's Benadryl and whiskey.
That's right.
Right, but
you rotate around. Would you one night you get the Benadryl, she gets the whiskey. The next night you get the whiskey, she gets the Benadryl.
My problem is I only got the good. I've got the single malts. I got the nice stuff there, and I don't think at 3.5 months, I don't think she's going to appreciate a nice little 16-year-old Lagavulin.
Oh yes, she does.
If you have blackberry brandy, right, it smells like Robitussin. So it smells like medicine to begin with.
When you can buy that stuff like $1.50 a gallon.
Yeah. Well, it's like $8 for the half gallon.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
And
it's top notch. Teeth hurting. They're coming in. Yeah. She's cutting teeth. Gonna put a little bit on the lips.
You look over on the couch and Johnny's over there with both of you.
See, that's the thing nobody really actually tells you is that having a kid is a beautiful process, and it's great, and I love it, and everything like that. But
the part about kids is making them.
There's a next thing. There's always a next thing. Like, we sent her to daycare, and that's great. But there's a next problem, and it's the teething, right?
I'm not looking forward to that.
And there's a problem after that, and it's going to be...
Yeah, when they teeth, they get the Hershey squirts.
Don't believe that there's ever a finish line. Yeah, there's never a finish line. My oldest is 30. We're not even close to the finish line.
No, of course not.
There should be finish lines.
Weddings are around the corner, Tommy.
Yes.
As millennials, we have produced finish lines for our parents. You know, it's the one thing our generation did.
Yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
We said, all right, here is the finish line. You're good to go.
Not going
to
happen.
Granted, it took us five more years to get there on account of the whole, 2008 thing. But my God.
Nah.
So you're saying this is
just the beginning.
Every day,
when that baby finally sleeps through the night, and you're like, "All right, life is back." No, there'll be another problem. She'll poop right through that outfit.
You've had a couple of blowouts.
It's amazing what a 6 month old young daughter can do.
Oh.
It's amazing what a 2.5 month old daughter can do.
Same
now.
Thing. Yeah, I thought only my older brother was capable of making that kind of mess.
No. My daughter is now taking to. So, I get her up in the morning. I take her to daycare. She's 3.5 months. Okay. 4 months next. 4 months in April. So, I take her to daycare in the morning, and she has now, routinely get her up, change the diaper.
Yeah.
We do tummy time. She hates tummy time.
Tummy time?
Put a kid on their stomach.
Because they got to develop motor skills and stuff.
Back strength. You got to. So, they lift their head. It's the start to rolling over. You got to do tummy time. And kids hate it. It's the new, I know, right? I know. But for every generation, there's this new set of things you have to do.
Yeah.
For us, tummy time, right? She hates tummy time. She poops herself during tummy time, routinely.
Yeah,
so I got the diaper change. I greet her. There's the diaper change. We do the tummy time. She poops again. And then I got to change her again. It's two diaper changes in the span of 15 minutes.
Well, we didn't have tummy time back in the day. It would be good, though, an opportunity for mom to get a cigarette and a cold beer.
Well, you have to wash them. You have to wash them.
No, you don't.
You have to wash them. Leave them for tummy time.
Of course you do.
The
problem is if they put their head down, they'll suffocate.
Yeah. It's great what we've invented here.
That doesn't sound good.
It's not.
I feel like there's too much. There's too much information out there.
I agree.
Whitney's reading and watching everything, and I'm like, we're
TikTok.
Here.
Yeah, the TikTok.
Everyone
box.
Else is here.
Oh, jeez. Adam's watching TikTok.
No, I'm dead serious.
Like, we're all here. We made it.
Yeah.
She'll make it.
I'm telling you.
She'll make it just fine.
Listen, I spent a month in the hospital when I was 3 because my appendix burst. Mm. For a week, my parents just thought I was being a jerk.
I
was being crabby. Oh, he's colicky. He's never happy. He's always. And then you develop a 105 fever. Right. Next thing you know, you're in the hospital.
What do you mean he's gone septic? What do you mean?
Yes. It's crazy. Yeah. You'll learn.
Yeah,
it's all good.
We'll figure it out.
It's all good.
I'm not worried about it.
You shouldn't be.
Yeah, you guys will be fine.
I have an intense amount of worry about it.
We're here. We're here.
Of course. And you take your 10-year-old to see Superbad. And the father of the year goes right out the window.
You're just that's education.
It could be worse than Superbad.
That's education.
Superbad was bad enough.
Really?
Come on.
There were adults looking at me and the other guy like we were morons. We had our 4 boys in there.
A little young?
Yeah. Well, may have been. After the opening, 10 minutes, we're like, we may have made a mistake. The kids are laughing. Screw it. Who cares? Let's go.
At what point did you look at them?
A lot worse things on the internet than they are with you and Superbad.
True. Yeah. Well, the internet was not a thing that we had to deal with back in the day.
Yeah. See, that's the
dividing line, man.
Yeah.
It was easier for us.
I bet. You don't have constant bombardment on what you're doing wrong raising your child.
Listen,
that's all the internet is.
The first experience we had with that, my daughter, who's now 30, I think she opened up without our permission. And again, we were kids raising kids. I was 25. My wife was 26 when our oldest was born. I think she opened up a MySpace. Mm-hmm. Or what MySpace before Facebook?
That
something like
right.
that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could have been that.
I took her door off the hinges.
Napster.
That was the Napster. Punishment. How dare you
South Korean
do this without our approval. So I thought the best thing to do as a young father was to take her door off the hinges.
Did you think the internet connection had something to do with the door?
I had no idea.
You could see what she's doing.
Back then,
I had a real thick neck and a hard head, I mean, it was still...
And a 56K modem, apparently, which was really the issue.
I think I had AOL at the time still, or maybe that was the early days
of the
AOL.
The discs in the mail and stuff like that.
56 free minutes. Yeah. My God. Yeah. How could anyone exhaust this?
I'm going to take that door off its hinges if you don't get rid of that MySpace account. That's how we parented.
Yeah. Because now, you're right. Like, you got to keep them off of Twitter. You got to keep them off of TikTok. You got to keep them off of Facebook.
I just want to post
photos. Can I chip her? Can I put a chip in her?
Yeah, I think you can chip. That's your call.
When do we chip them?
Well, you can fit.
You can chip a dog. Why can't you chip a person?
I think you
person?
Should be able to. And anybody that thinks that's inhumane, I would say,
has an argument. But it's my kid.
No, I would say, I remember when you know I was what? Doing mind your own
parents,
damn business.
When my parents couldn't get a hold of me because we didn't have cell phones.
I could track my kids because with their cell phones.
With their cell phones, yeah. But they have to have a cell phone for you to do that.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Then he opens a whole new world to the internet.
Casino Royale. I was telling, how funny is this? I was watching Casino Royale.
Oh, it's a great movie.
It's the best. It's Daniel Craig's first foray into the James Bond
character.
It's
easily the best.
They chip him in his forearm.
Of course they do.
Yes.
Of course they do. On the beach after she dies.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
With the whole thing. Because he goes out there and he plays poker against the dude, right?
Yes.
And he wins the car and the whole thing. So she comes out. She thinks it's his car.
Yes.
It's not his car.
No.
Bond wins the car. They go back.
Yeah.
He orders caviar and champagne for two, but he's peacing out to Miami.
He's going to Miami.
Because you know where he's going? He's going to the body exhibit, right? Because he's found the ellipsis key to the storage locker. Now, the problem is...
The movies is Thursday.
And in the middle of all this, Yurko and... We're having a text chain. Yurko and Carmen are screaming at each other about when we're going to record Crosstalk.
And I told him whenever. Doesn't matter.
Yurko's he's a free man.
Decision,
he does whatever
said,
he wants
okay,
to.
Great.
Yeah, tell him where to
Doesn't
be. He'll
matter.
Be there.
Tell
Yurko
me
will be
here
wherever.
He sent us a picture of him with a rum and coke sitting at a bar somewhere.
Nice.
I was watching women's basketball yesterday.
Well, what?
Yeah.
You
were watching South Carolina?
Yeah, women's basketball. It's the only thing
Carolina?
I had. So I was watching it. Yeah.
It was.
Good? You got a scouting report? How'd you like it?
No, I didn't get a scouting report. I just watched it go up and down the courts. That's what I watched.
I watched Casino Royale and then watched a little Bulls basketball.
Okay. Ugh.
And when the Clippers started to pull away from them, then we watched Night Agent, I think, on Netflix, a new show.
Just saw an ad for that.
Yeah.
But you got reviews? Not bad?
You know, listen, as I've said a bunch, I'm a professional television watcher.
You watch more TV.
You watch the...
What do you want me to do, read a book? And I'm not going to read.
You watch a Jack Ryan show?
Concert?
You watch a Jack Ryan show with Krasinski?
I haven't.
All right.
But I would.
I started. I tried. To get into it, and it's difficult because there's shows you can watch on your own time while you're watching a kid.
Yeah,
but this show is kind of complicated.
Well, you got
no idea what's going
on
because you got to pay attention. So this is a pay attention kind of show.
I've asked everybody. I have never seen Barry.
Oh,
no,
my God.
Barry's awesome.
Oh, my God.
You
my
love
wife
Barry.
And I. Oh, my
you
God.
Love Barry.
Okay, so I've got to watch that.
I love Barry.
Top five.
Okay.
Top
so
five
it's
shows.
Something that my wife and I need to watch.
Henry Winkler is unbelievable in that show. Barry is so good. It's so good.
I can do it.
Oh, Winkler? Yeah, I remember that. I met
Henry
it was
Winkler
great.
In studio.
It was awesome.
Sure.
He was so nice.
Oh, he was the sweetest guy.
Really?
It was when Windy City Live was on. And you could, like, stop them in the hallway and be like, hey, could you come in real quick?
You could just snag a Winkler.
Like
Snoop Dogg. Ken Jeong came in here.
I asked him if he really loves Pinky
Tyson
Tuscadero.
Wasn't through Windy City. Yeah.
Tyson was through across the
street. Yeah.
He was so nervous for
Ice
that
Cube
interview.
Wasn't, no. Ice Cube was set up.
Yeah.
But there's a few.
Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, that was set up, though.
We had Tyson.
Through for the Big Three tournament.
Fat Joe. I saw Fat Joe.
You may have had Tyson another day, but we had Tyson when he was doing his theater show.
Did you?
Yeah. You guys had Mayweather. We never had Mayweather.
I mean, I know everyone knows he's not very tall, but I think he's noticeably shorter than you think he would be.
That was the biggest crowd ever outside was when Mayweather was here, I think.
Really?
No, I'm talking about Tyson, height-wise.
Oh, what's
Tyson's what's Tyson go?
5'10"?
Yeah, 5'9 and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
like I would 5 feet wide, too.
Right. He's got to turn sideways.
With his head the size of his computer.
Yeah. He's a monster.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
there was a good time
with Wally and Sylvie.
When you could snag guests. And you got, what's his name? You had the Carmen's guy.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No.
But we did have
the scientist. The scientist.
Oh, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Twice. Talked about how the orbit of the Earth affected a Cincinnati missed field goal that hit the post.
Well, that's crap.
Well,
no, it talked about the rotation of the Earth and what it did in the exact amount that goalpost may have moved from the moment the ball was snapped until
that's awesome.
That's Carm participating in space porn.
Well, it's a constant. Like,
rotation that's what he was doing.
So that's something the kicker has to take into account, regardless.
Right.
Of
the kicker in Chicago never has to take anything into account because there's other more drastic situations that need to be taken into account besides the rotation of the Earth.
Would be the most.
Neil deGrasse Tyson thought it was cool that he could go ahead and crunch the numbers down to the exact, like, 1/116th or 1/164th of an inch that the goalpost moved.
Did you guys?
Which we all know doesn't make a difference.
No, it doesn't.
Right.
Did you guys have the alien conversation with him?
Carmen may have.
They had the simulation conversation with him.
Oh, what did he say about the simulation?
He was like, probably.
Oh, no, yeah. Come on.
Probably.
Come on.
You think you're in a simulation?
Listen, if I know anything, it's if you look at the state of video games, when I grew up, when I saw, you know, Nintendo, 8-bit, right? You look at them now, they look like real life. If you're telling me we made that jump in 30 years?
Yeah, we did.
Then, yeah.
You don't
simulations
Pong?
Absolutely on the
you
Pong.
You don't remember yeah. Pong?
Simulations.
Pong was my first
on
video
the Atari,
game.
On the Atari, the 2600?
Yeah. What's weird to me is like the small coincidences of like you'll be talking about something and then that song will come on the radio or something like that. Like you'll be discussing like a song or something like, oh yeah, I remember that song. I haven't heard it forever. And then all of a sudden you're in your car and they're like, oh my God, they're playing. Like it's weird. Like the small coincidences like that make me believe. And I'm not talking about like targeted ads. Like I'm talking about baby stuff and then my Instagram will be flooded with baby stuff.
I get it, but like how many people are running the simulation? There's 8 billion people on the planet. You think someone's clued in on you just talked about?
No, it's like everything else. No. They like start an algorithm. Yeah. They start out, they left it running.
Yeah.
No one's paying attention. You think someone's paying attention? They just left it running.
I'm more of the belief that it's not a simulation, that it's more of like a Men in Black thing where like we're all just on like some cats.
No,
like,
part of a bigger organism.
Kind of part of a That's bigger, interesting. Like we're like, that
we,
big.
Like we and, operate like, part of the toenail. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
That's you want me to have an anxiety attack before 2:30 thinking about this?
Well, listen,
thought?
Tummy time didn't do it.
I mean,
for
you guys are going to break hardcore football breakdown
well,
here
your
for
sweet
the next
ass.
Three and a half hours. We could have some fun now.
Johnny's going to break down the NBA MVP race.
That's
as well.
Right. I'm a little upset about him.
Excellent. About
him
not playing last night. Yeah, that
happens. Great player. Absolutely fantastic.
Didn't play last night.
But you can't be an M, which is complain. Mm-hmm. For the better part of 5 days on social media, and then when it comes time to go ahead and let's
show
have
your
some
stuff,
action
man.
Against the guy who's the leading candidate, and all of a sudden you find a way to disappear.
That's fair.
Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't take away from how wonderful he is or what a tremendous talent he is, but it just kind of
Johnny Roundball
whatever fire
has just entered
of a
the
conversation he had going on.
Right.
He doused it with water.
Who was it? That's,
I don't care.
It was Giannis, like 2 weeks ago. So that was the biggest problem he had with the league right now. Am I right? Was Giannis was saying this? You got to play. You got to get out there. You got to play.
Got to play.
I wonder if that gets corrected after Adam Silver takes a top job somewhere else.
To be fair,
that's got to be a next commissioner's move.
Earlier,
there's really
on
nothing
the way
you can
do.
What can you do?
Yeah.
There's really nothing you can do.
Right. You can say
other than
injury.
What you can do is just
Popovich.
Like,
blame Popovich.
For
he's the one that started resting and load managing guys. Long time ago, then everybody.
Well, I think with the big beef that they're talking about, the shift in power is that in some ways that the owner is going to try to recapture some of their, you know, their ability to dictate policy. But whereas, as we all, I don't know how they're going to do it either. Yeah. Maybe
they got guaranteed
I don't know
contracts.
Well,
good luck.
You could do something like baseball has done with playing time, right? I mean, you get X amount of dollars if you finish if you're in your rookie season, you finish top five in a rookie of the year voting, you finish in your Cy Young voting. There's extra. You have to incentivize,
right?
As opposed to
I don't know how they do it, but yes.
Of all the leagues that are out there, which players have the most power?
The NBA players, by far.
So what makes you think those players in the NBA are going
to
give anything back to anybody?
You know, that's what I'm saying. That's why you have you can't take away. You have to incentivize. You have to add more to the pot in order to keep guys on the floor.
But usually when they incentivize, they take from somewhere.
Well, they take from the guys that are,
then incentivize.
The league probably has a couple of dollars stashed in a cupboard somewhere, and I think you'd probably find it.
Not that the owners want to give away.
But at what cost, right? I mean, if you can't watch your matchup last night with Embiid going up, whoever you want, then that detracts from the viewership.
All they care about.
Spend money to make money.
Right. They don't care about that.
No, they don't.
Don't care whether John Yerkovich is upset or not. As long as I talk about him the next day, that's all
that's
they care
true.
About.
Stop talking about him.
That's
put
a nice
your foot down.
Controversy that
plant your flag,
chat,
Johnny.
And we can chat about.
We were having the conversation to talk a little Bears. Speaking of the owners, because the owners' meetings and
some of the rules coming out.
Well, not some of the rules coming out, but you know, every mock draft essentially that's coming out has the Bears taking an offensive lineman.
Skoronski.
Are you guys okay, especially you, Yurko, with the Bears just completely ignoring the defensive line?
Listen, at this point, where my perspective has been constant from the moment Ryan Poles took over. And that's that they've got so many holes, they've got so many things to fix, that at this point, I'm still an advocate of their plan, which is best, highest-rated player on the board, regardless of position. Yeah.
They got both lines to fix.
Yes. But if they need a cornerback, they could use another receiver. They could use pretty much everything other than a quarterback. Like, the quarterback position is the only thing, is the only position where I would say, okay, no, you're not drafting best available player on the board. It's what they did last year, and everyone got their panties in a bunch. They went cornerback and they went safety, and everyone bitched and moaned, well, there's no offense. This is who we are. We were hired to do this. So the first year we get a chance to draft, we told you we're going to do it this way. How would you feel about Ryan Poles if he decided to do things differently than he had advertised in his first go-around? I think he's still in a stage where they know they have so many needs, the best available player is still the right choice for me. That may change next year. Maybe next year you can be more selective.
Next year's a little different, yeah, because I feel like you have the opportunity, if everything goes well, to be more selective. And because you have two first-round picks, and you'd be like, well, now we need defensive line help.
Yes.
And we could take... I think the Panthers are going to be bad, so you could take, you know, you could have a top five pick potentially.
Listen, to me, this whole season is about finding out. I heard you say this earlier, Adam, and I've been on the same page with you all along. The 2023 season, the most important component for me is finding out whether or not your quarterback is your guy going forward.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that to me is the most important storyline for the entire season.
And if that means taking Jaxon Smith-Njigba at 9, then fine.
If he's the best, if he's the highest rated player they have on their board, then you take him.
I think I'd rather take him than an offensive lineman that high, because I think that Ryan Poles can find offensive linemen later.
He can, but like I don't fully subscribe to that. If Peter Skoronski is the best available player at 9, just because your general manager is a former offensive lineman and has an eye for them doesn't mean you pass over that guy because you think you can find guys
later.
But
there's better value in taking a guy because we know that this draft is the receivers.
What if he's the highest rated guy on the board? What if it's an offensive tackle?
I don't see their board. If their board has him higher, then fine, take him.
Right.
But my board has Jaxon Smith-Njigba first. I mean, obviously, like, Will Anderson's higher and that kind of stuff, but those guys aren't going to be available. Well, did you see Mike Tenenbaum's mock draft today?
I know he came out with a mock.
He came out with a mock draft today and had Hendon Hooker going
before Anthony Richardson.
To Seattle, and Anthony Richardson going 11th to Tennessee, and Jalen Carter going 18th to Detroit. I don't think that there's no way in hell that Jalen Carter falls that far.
He's got him taking the Texas Tech skill guy off the corner.
Yeah.
Edge rusher.
Yeah. At 6. Yeah. So there's no way that Jalen Carter falls that much.
I don't think so either. But look, there's a long time between now and the actual draft.
30 days.
You can learn more.
30 days.
I know. That's 4.5 weeks. You got time to do your more due diligence.
30 days,
man. Yeah. Come on.
You got to get your private investigators out there doing as much work as possible.
Yeah.
Right. Come on.
I don't even know if it's private investigator work with him. Why were you out of shape?
I'd be down in Athens because that's what happens after you have a competitive season. You have a tendency to take a couple of weeks off so you can relax.
No, I understand that. But you've got one. Your one job is to work out and be an athlete for these workouts and for the combine. And then you can take the time off.
Ebbs and flows. Ebbs and flows.
It's not the poundage, the extra poundage. It's the approach that you're concerned about.
Yes.
I get it.
Yeah.
But those 8 pounds come off 2 days and
I'm fine. I'm more concerned with him being winded and not being able to finish
the film.
It's the decision-making process.
I go to the film.
Yeah, but even the film.
I got a guy jumping out of pools. What do? I go to the film.
Yeah.
I got a guy that's a workout warrior with the numbers. Do you know what I do?
Gerard Gilbert. Oh,
that's right. Yeah. But my point is I go back to the film. If somebody wows me with something, some sort of athletic excellence, then I go back to the film to see if he can still play.
Yeah.
If I got a guy that shows up fat and out of shape after 2 months after the season, what do? I go back to the film. And I look at the film and I say, is he or is he not the best player in this draft? Because this is what the film showed me. And if my answer is yes, then I have to ignore the fact that he became a little tubblard afterwards. But you can't avoid the dilemma he's got with the drag racing. You can't avoid that. You've got to investigate that and find out what it is.
Yeah. But then you've got guys like, what's his name? Zay Flowers, who put on
BC.
He put on 15 pounds of muscle after the season.
So did Bryce Young.
Yeah, well.
And then he lost it all.
Yeah, he had.
2 weeks later.
This is my favorite question.
He stayed up on his tippy toes.
What is he? I'm not even worried about his height. He weighed in at what, 207?
Yeah.
What is that weight November 30th?
Well, he refused.
You know what it is.
He didn't weigh in.
Exactly.
He didn't weigh in on his pro day.
I know. Because he probably took a giant poop and he lost 10 pounds.
Yeah.
That's Johnny awesome. Did that earlier before he came down.
We'll probably do that a couple more times.
I'm telling you.
What do you guys got today?
Feeling good. Oh,
you mean on the John and Tom show?
On the John and Tom show. John and Tom on 102.3 XLC. We're going to be playing some train for you coming up. A little John Mayer.
A little football. We're going to be talking about a little bit of basketball.
As we take you home on this Tuesday.
You know what? We'll be honest. It's a lot of John Mayer.
Yeah. I mean, listen. We got weather and traffic for you on the 9s.
It's all John Mayer.
By the way,
you got to separate yourself.
Do yourselves a favor and wish Tyler a birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Tyler.
We're having pizza and shots at 4:00.
What are you, 23?
I'm on the wrong side of 25.
Yeah, he's on the wrong side of 25.
You suck.
Yeah.
I ought to be young.
I'm on the wrong side of 55.
This guy, after the great anniversary party that we had on Friday, goes to... Did you go to all three bars, all three after parties?
Oh, yeah.
Or four after parties?
There were after parties?
How many after parties did you go to?
When
did you peace out?
Three.
There was a secret fourth, though.
There was a secret fourth.
What do you mean there was a secret fourth?
There was a fourth after. So there were basically four bars. There was the after bar, then there was the after-after bar, then there was the after-after bar. I peaced out after the after-after bar.
Because you knew the secret bar, the secret thing was coming up?
No, I just went home because I was tired and had a newborn.
It's like that 2 a.m. concert, like the Tim McGraw and Faith Hill would have. Yeah,
right.
Somewhere where people just showed up out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's never a good idea. It's like the 3 a.m., you know, it's 3 a.m. and you're a round of Goldschlager. Yeah. Big mistake.
Hosted the golf show at 8 a.m. Then went out again Saturday night. Hosted Basketball U on Sunday. Oh,
he's 26.
Young. Oh, to be young.
I remember those days.
Oh, to be young.
Vaguely remember those days.
Yeah. Welcome to your late 20s, my friend.
Yeah.
That's officially your late 20s.
We're going to celebrate a little beer and shots at 4 o'clock
fantastic.
Today.
Fantastic beer and shots.
Yes. All right, I like that.
Yeah, we're going to live. We're going to live like 25-year-olds.
I told him you're on the right side of 30.
You got a couple of years left.
Just a couple.
So we got stuff. We got Would You Rather. Good. We got Big Cat joining us at 4.
Big Cat.
Yeah, so we got Johnny's World at 3:30.
Night for him tonight for Big Cat.
Oh, yeah?
Wisconsin plays in the NIT tonight, right?
Yeah, that's right.
In the buy-in tournament.
I was unaware.
Well, yeah, because you don't care about buy-in tournaments.
Or college basketball. But yeah, sure, buy-in tournaments.
Yeah.
Johnny's going to break down the American League Central as well.
Nice.
There you go.
We got a lot to do.
Nice.
There's a lot on our
watch out for those Royals.
That's good stuff.
By the way, Croatia's playing soccer right now on television.
Yeah?
So you may not hear Johnny's voice in the
Turkey?
2 o'clock hour.
It is Turkey.
They're taking on Turkey.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
It's the Turks.
That's nothing.
No, the Turks got us in 2008 in European quarterfinals.
Okay.
Yeah, they got us.
That's 15
years ago. So 312-332-3776. If you want to talk Croatian soccer, bring it on.
Turks and Yurkos here, 2-6 tonight. It's the John and Tom show coming up. They'll be right back.
This is Spring Trading Tuesday. Same lovable ESPN Chicago hosts, but paired with different radio partners.
How are we going to work this? Same way we always do. I interrogate him. You write it down.
Spring Training Tuesday continues on ESPN Chicago.
What a perfect song to start this voyage. This is Frankenstein, right? From the Edgar Winters Band?
I don't know.
You're the music guy.
I know, but I don't know this one.
Welcome to the John and Tom Show, 2-6 here on ESPN 1000.
Tommy, thanks for having me in Spring Training.
You know what? Thanks for showing up.
Absolute pleasure to be here today. 2-6, the old time slot. Feels so comfortable here at this time. It does.
Yeah?
It does. For a long period of time, I reigned supreme.
Is this spring trading or is this you just filling in for Sylvie? Because you said you're really not going to do anything.
I'm filling in for Sylvie right now. Yeah, it is spring trading.
Do you know what Sylvie's doing right now, by the way?
He's handing his children off to various baseball executives in Arizona.
Who do you think is holding Braxton right now?
Griffles.
Well, he's busy because the White Sox and the Cubs
are in the dugout.
Are in the top of the third.
Yep.
So somebody in the stands, Riffles. Maybe a front office guy.
Sure.
Maybe Rick Hahn's got a child in one arm and
Brooksy got
another
the other
child
one.
In the other
Brooksy
arm.
Brooksy got the other one.
Yeah.
He's looking for the ghost of Theo Epstein.
Yeah.
Still around the ballpark every once in a while.
So today you're Sylvie.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
How do I become
so
annoying?
So would you
Sylvie?
Rather, would you rather at 4:30?
Would I rather spend 10 minutes talking with Sylvie about baseball rule changes or take a spear to the gut? That's would you rather.
I don't know. You tell me. What
I'll
would
take
you rather?
The spear.
Really?
Yeah.
What if there's a possibility of expiring from said spear?
I'll take my chance.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll take don't forget to use the hashtag. Yeah. Hashtag WS would you rather.
There you go. Happy hashtag, birthday, Tyler.
Thank
Tyler,
you very much.
Happy birthday.
Thank are we doing you, pizza you. And shots at 4 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay.
Pizza and shots at 4.
All right. Celebrate Tyler's
let's,
birthday.
Let's drag
guess
it
who
through
else
the garden.
Is here speaking of booze?
Chucky.
Yeah, Chucky's there.
Charlie's our guy. Boy, I tell you. He's lockstep with our guy Tyler Akey on Celebration Night last, what was it, Friday?
Yeah, you and I Monday? Were the only ones that weren't participating.
No, you and I.
I went home with my daughter elderly. Came down and she drove us home.
I myself had to find a way to make it southbound. On the only really way I've got to get home now, Dan Ryan, Lakeshore Drive, not an option no more. They got 2 months of construction right there by the Museum of Science and Industry. The museum is going, not the museum, what is that, library, right? Presidential Library for Barack Obama. That's going up there in Jackson Park. So there's a lot of construction happening, and it is not an option. It's down to one lane each way, right at about 57th
Street. So you wanted to make sure you got home safe. Not to mention
the Dan Ryan.
You knew there was going to be some heavy-duty boss ass-kissing going on.
Yeah, especially out of the younger guys.
Yeah,
you know how
so
that
we
is.
Decided to head out.
You know,
and allow them.
Yerko and Tommy are really getting old, and their brains are mush. Those guys can't think no more. We catch them drooling all over the place. Oh, my God. I've never seen it so bad in my life.
I know.
I don't know. What's going on? I ain't going to be guys, it's going to be a long time you get me out of this chair.
Oh,
maybe forever.
Yeah.
Maybe forever.
Well, that's because you're stuck right now.
I'm going to die in this chair.
He's sat in two of them so far. They both hit the floor. At some point, you got to look in the mirror and say it ain't the chair.
It's like somebody's got a trick mechanism on here. Maybe that's the way to get rid of me. One of these chairs goes all the way to the ground.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And I get a spinal injury.
It's the chair.
I get a spinal tap.
It's the chair. It's not here.
We're going to invest in like a breakaway chair eventually.
Okay.
Like a breakaway jersey.
Yeah. I can see the good kid doing that.
Earl Campbell, breakaway jersey, number 34, Houston Oilers. Yeah. You guys remember that?
I do.
You remember the great Dan Pastorini? Bum Phillips is the coach.
You remember
Mike Barber, tight end.
Yes. Isaiah Robertson from the Rams trying to hold on to Earl Campbell as the jersey's being ripped.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the good old
days. Rams linebacker was going to get run over next? Poor Nolan Cromwell, just get in the end zone.
He was a safety.
Yeah, he was a safety.
Quarterback in college.
Yeah, he was Kansas.
We are going to talk some football
University
today.
Of Kansas for Nolan Cromwell.
Woo-hoo!
Harry Sidney, also University of Kansas product. Also a quarterback. That's fullback in the league.
That's what we do on the John and Tom show from 2 to 6.
John and Tom, football, all the time.
And with that said, the owners' meetings in Arizona, I believe it was Matt Eberflus's turn to speak to the media today.
Yeah.
Am I correct, Tyler?
You are correct, Tommy. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have sound from Ryan Poles, and we have sound from Matt Eberflus.
Ooh, lovely.
And I think we probably have some sound from last night when Kevin Warren met the media as well. So everybody talked.
The power trio.
Who do you want to hear from?
I'd like to hear from the new sound, the head coach.
Okay, so you'd like to hear from the head coach. Like to hear him talk about?
Linebackers.
Okay, because they did do some linebacker signing in free agents.
They did.
Yeah, so with the depth chart right now, we're going to leave it open. But obviously, you guys know what positions he's played. He's played Mike linebacker. So he's probably going to find his home there. But
Tremaine
Is a big body guy. I've had several offensive coaches come up to me during the pro days and all that stuff. And obviously Leslie Frazier, you guys know that he contacted me. And Bob Babich used to work here. He contacted me as well. But what the offensive coaches say, just that big body presence in the middle in between the hashes there, that's where a lot of the throws go. And it really deters that. With his size and length, and he has a tremendous range in there as a pass defender.
What do you think? He's talking about Tremaine Edmonds.
He is talking about Tremaine Edmonds.
Who I think played on the outside for the Buffalo Bills. Did he not? Matt Milano played in the inside.
I believe he's a three-down linebacker.
First of all, that's
what you're getting right there.
Yes.
He's going to be on the field for all three downs.
I think what they're envisioning is Brian Urlacher.
That or Derek Brooks. One or two.
Okay, but I'm saying like body type is similar because Brian was 6'4 and 250 and could run 4'5 flat.
Sure.
And that's basically, basically what Tremaine Edmonds does.
Well, we're comparing him to two Hall of Famers.
Correct.
Derek Brooks is a Hall of Famer also.
So
yeah,
that's
what you're getting.
Do you like him as the middle linebacker in this defense?
I don't mind the fact that you've identified a linebacker that you think could be a three-down linebacker.
Right.
You found him. You liked him. You paid him. Not as much as you had, you know, Roquan made. So you found a guy that you might like a little bit better than you liked Roquan. And you got him under contract, and he's going to come out here, and he's going to play for you. So I've got no problem with that. You signed another linebacker, too, right?
T.J. Edwards.
The local product.
Yes.
From Philadelphia.
Was very good with the Eagles the last couple of years.
Signed another linebacker, right? There's another linebacker they also
signed.
That
is correct.
Cornering the market on linebackers.
Well, okay.
When it's 3rd and 10, how many linebackers are on the field?
My guess is going to be one.
How many defensive linemen have been signed?
There's been one or two. Has there been two?
This has been a defensive line that woefully underperformed in pressuring the quarterback last year, with, dare I say, the whole defensive line being sub-10 sacks. The defensive line itself being responsible for less than 10 sacks.
Okay, let me ask you a question then.
Okay.
And you do have a...
I haven't made a statement yet, but you can ask me a question.
Well, I know where you're going.
Okay. My point is you haven't recognized anything on the defensive line as being something that you need.
Don't you think they know that?
I think they do know that. But all the signings in the world that you make without a solid defensive line is not going to make a difference.
Well, there's no question.
You're
going to
have three linebackers under attack.
Well, and listen,
under attack.
Why was T.J. Edwards is a very good player, but why was he as productive as he was in Philly? Because they had monsters up front. And he was playing behind a group of monsters, right? Which makes him a better linebacker. So I get what you're saying. Maybe they saw better value in the linebacker crew than they did in the defensive lineman group. Maybe they were in on Daron Payne. He was franchised. Do you believe, and I've heard you talk with the good kid, or with Carm about the kid from Hargrave from Philly, maybe being a little bit too old to invest in right now. So you couldn't sign Payne. For you, too old for Hargrave, would you have been all in to pay whatever cost, whatever the Seattle Seahawks paid the kid from Denver? Is that where you would have spent your money?
What's his name?
Draymond Jones.
Draymond Jones. No, I don't think Draymond Jones was a different maker either.
Then who were you wanting them to bring in?
Tommy, all I'm telling you is your offensive line and your defensive line is what you need to have to be
Absolutely.
Able to be a successful offense or a successful defense.
I agree.
The Bears don't have either.
I'm not disputing that, but they also have to fill spots. And you also believe, you don't believe they can fix this entire thing in one season.
Right, but I don't think they're going to get 5 superstars on the offensive line. I don't think they're going to get 4 superstars on the defensive line.
Well, they were going to do that regardless.
But no matter what, you've got to find a way to make improvements. You've got to improve the talent level that you have.
If, in fact, they draft Paris Johnson at number 9 or Peter Skoronski at number 9, do they get better?
Or the big kid from Georgia.
Are they better on their offensive line? I heard you.
They're on the way to being better, Tommy. Chain's only as strong as its weakest link.
Okay,
do I need to remind
you
that?
Yes, but you're better off with one of these guys.
I've got 4 great pieces of chain, and then I got one that's made of clay, and you think that's going to be intact?
All I heard you say... Loud and clear.
Loud and clear. A
couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pass judgment on who this team is right now. I'm going to wait till we get to September.
I need to. Right. I'm not going to. I won't give them a grade.
Sounds like you're passing
judgment.
I won't
give them a grade. No, I'm not. What I'm trying to tell you is that I need to see a sense of urgency in protecting the quarterback and getting to the quarterback. That's all I'm saying, to give this team and give this quarterback a chance to be successful so I can properly look at the quarterback and be able to fairly ascertain his abilities at the end of the year. I want to be able to do that. And I'm hoping by the time we get to September, Tommy, when I start to judge.
Yes.
I start to judge, Tommy.
I know.
In September.
Sounds like you want to judge right now.
I'm flummoxed.
Because they spent some money on linebackers and not defensive linemen.
I'm everything else but linemen. I'm a little bit flummoxed. Right. So I'm sitting here watching somebody construct a house with no foundation. That's, you know, so I am a little bit frustrated.
Well, you're not closing on that house for a while.
But, you know, if they've, okay, we've taken provisions in the fact that we will get that foundation poured. We're going to let it get the concrete cure properly. And it will be a solid foundation of the football team. Then, I'm more than happy to wait a little bit. But I'm not happy yet. I'm hoping to become happier as the summer and the season comes along. That's
so
how
I think
to
we basically
happier.
Have said the same thing.
Yeah,
it took us a while to get there. All right, we'll hear
I'm still
more
disgruntled, Tommy.
I know, but that's just you like being disgruntled. You like having a disgruntled feeling.
I didn't
coursing
get a chance. I didn't get a chance to see Embiid play yesterday.
Well, we'll get to that as well. More from Matt Eberflus when we return. It's the John and Tom Show here on ESPN 1000.
You're listening to Spring Trading Tuesday on ESPN Chicago.
Yes, spring trading rolls on. The good kid. Here it goes in for Sylvie. It's the John and Tom Show.
Johnny and Tommy.
Yeah, so I missed.
What'd you miss?
Identified the first song. This is Fine Young Cannibals. I wanted to show you. I wanted to kind
it
of.
It is Fine Young Cannibals,
yeah,
by
I was,
who? Who sings Fine Young Cannibals?
No, it is.
Oh, Fine Young Cannibals. What's the name of the song?
I'm not 100% sure, but
you
Connor texted me
crazy
and said
and
that
I can't help myself.
The first song was Pick Up the Pieces by the Average White Band. That's what he All said. Right. I said Frankenstein.
Yeah, you did.
Edgar Winters, but I was wrong.
This is somebody's connection for their computer. Wow. It was dropped here by my station. So I'm going to offer this up to Tyler Key, the birthday boy, as a birthday gift.
Oh, so thank you very much. So you're very generous of you.
You're giving.
Is that literally just a power cord?
Yeah. He's, you know, he's a giver.
AC adapter. I'm a giver.
He's a giver.
You're
he's
welcome.
A giver.
You're welcome.
And it's somebody else's.
Yeah, it is somebody else's, but I'm giving it to Tyler as a birthday gift.
Excellent. 312-332-3776 if you want to talk some football with a good kid in me. He, I mean Matt Eberflus, Bears head coach, kind of addressed your concern about them pushing chips in on linebackers early, and also talks about their front. Hit me, Charlie.
Yeah, you know, like a guy like TJ and a guy like Trey, those guys are young, you know. So we're excited about where they are, and they've produced in the league. So it's a known commodity. Those guys are players in this league. So we felt that just where we thought the draft was this year, where we think that is, I just thought that was a great move to take those guys. Where we got them, so. Those guys are going to be, you know, valuable assets for our team for a long time. Yeah, and you guys know, and you can see it. You know, we obviously need some spots, along our whole football team, but certainly our lines are we're still working on that. We're still going to be a work in progress, and we'll be looking for different avenues through the draft and free agency to help ourselves address that.
Feel better?
Do you feel better at all?
A little bit? A little bit better, yeah.
I mean, but you... You obviously know you're a smart guy. You got tremendous football sense.
Savvy.
There was a lot. You're beyond savvy.
Yeah.
You're like wicked intelligent when it comes
you're so
to football.
Sweet. Thank you.
But there's a lot to do.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot to be fixed.
Yeah. And let's face it. Jacksonville fixed a bunch of stuff, and they just got up to 8 victories this year. They went to the playoffs. They won one playoff.
But when you say that Jacksonville,
they got a lot of things to finish.
Prior to this past offseason, was a little bit more secure on their offensive and defensive line prior to this past offseason. Then they added the tight end Ingram. They added Zay Jones. They brought in Christian Kirk. So, like, they had a group.
The problem with building is there's always going to be subtractions, too. They lost a tackle this year in Jayville.
They did.
So, you're building, and you're building over a course of a couple of years. Now next year's going to come, and you're going to have some subtractions also.
Right.
So, we're adding this offseason, but what if you get subtracted next year? It's not always what you want to subtract. You know, it's not always, oh, boy, we didn't have a problem, but now we have a problem because we lost the guy here. Oh,
I agree with you. They have issues up front on both sides of the football, and that's where they lost the majority of their games last year in the trenches.
I want a fair opportunity to evaluate my quarterback.
Yes, I do, too.
So you need the football.
I think it's been unfair for anybody to come into any, good or bad. I think you and I see this situation exactly the same.
Yeah.
I think it's irrational to a certain degree to be over the top or to be overly harsh.
Yeah.
I don't believe it's fair yet.
I need my quarterback to have the football to be able to evaluate him fairly. And if the other side of the ball, the defense can't get off the field and they keep giving up points, then that's going to be a problem trying to evaluate my quarterback.
It is, but if I had to put a priority list together, you'd offensive line would be
D-line.
Yes, because of the evaluation.
But some coaches can do a lot with nothing.
Yes.
So are we asking our defensive line coach to be able to do a lot with nothing? Because right now they've given him nothing.
Well, that's true. Yeah. 20 sacks last year.
A slew of nothing. Well,
no question.
20 sacks. But your leading sacker was your safety.
No question. That's what I mean. Like, they had nothing. No pass rush last year.
Linebackers, yeah.
Needs to be
addressed. So your defensive line gave you even less sacks, is what I'm trying to tell you. They gave you 10 or less sacks last year out of the D-line.
Yes.
It's a problem. Philadelphia had 70.
Yes.
70.
It's one of the reasons why their linebackers were so efficient.
A majority of theirs. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So I'm trying to help the whole team.
September
morn.
That's when we figure
out. That's when we'll figure out exactly what you do and what you don't.
More football conversation when we come back.
I get frustrated still. There's times of frustration. And when I hear rhetoric and talk, and it's not the rhetoric and the talk that I like, then it causes me some angst.
Why don't you give us a sheet of paper with what you want us to say?
Agita. Not from you, you knucklehead. I'm talking about what's coming out of the owners' meeting.
Well, you're going to hear from Ryan Poles when we come back.
All right.